This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A former Lee County jail inmate has filed a federal lawsuit claiming his civil rights were violated during his incarceration. Craig Rockenbach says he was jailed in May 2015. His lawsuit does not list why he was incarcerated. Rockenbach says he started having trouble getting his prescription medications a few months later. He says he filed grievances to no avail, so he contacted an organization that works with people who have disabilities and mental illness. Rockenbach says he was then placed in solitary confinement for days with no clothes, no mattress, no medication, and no drinking water. He says he was also chased by correctional officers with tasers at one point. He says he was permanently injured while trying to get away. Rockenbach says during his roughly 10 months in the county jail, he suffered neurological damage, impaired eyesight, multiple injuries, nerve damage, and severe reactions due to medication withdrawal. Rockenbach's lawsuit names the jail, a previous health care provider at the jail, a nurse, and the now retired county jail administrator. Rockenbach is seeking financial compensation and is asking for a jury trial. He made his initial complaint to the court in November 2016. A federal judge ruled in May that Rockenbach's complaint had merit, allowing the claim to proceed and granting him legal representation. The Iowa Department of Corrections website lists him as being incarcerated in the 6th Judicial District on the charge of habitual offender. He has a tentative release date of March 2022. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.